Wednesday, September 24th, the new season of Survivor. Survivor 49 will premiere, and this time we got a Sasuke to cheer for. Jake Latimer joins us. He's going to be on the brand new season of Survivor. He's in Edmonton, but is born and raised in Regina. And let's get right down to her here, Jake. I see your phone number, and... I love this. You still got the 306, bud?
I'm never giving up the 306 number. You'll see on the show, I'm very proud of my roots, being from Saskatchewan. This province kind of shaped me who I am, and keeping that phone number is just a little bit of a reminder where I come from, right?
I love it. Yeah, that's fantastic. Can we be honest here? I need to know, what's harder, surviving on the island or surviving a Regina winter?
That's a really tough question, man.
I got to be honest with you. Surviving a minus 50 degree day in Regina is a lot harder than surviving plus 40 in Fiji, man. So, yeah, definitely harder living here.
I know it. I know it. They should do Survivor up here at one point. Wouldn't that be funny? I do have to ask.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if anyone would apply for that.
You're not kidding, right?
Also, we just had the hottest season of Survivor ever recorded. Jeff Probst came out on social media the other day, and it was stinking hot out there, buddy. So, I mean, Wow. They both have their pluses and minuses. I'll take the heat over the cold any day, though, I think.
Yeah, no kidding, eh? I have to know how bad the bugs get. I always find, and I don't know, maybe this is all done in editing, they never show anybody really freaking out about bugs on the show. And to me, I would love to be on the show, but I feel like freaking out half the time. Are they there and they just don't show it, or do you kind of just, they become an afterthought, or what?
They're definitely there. They don't bother you as much as you think they would. And I mean, you will see on TV, one thing that was really bothering me is that at nighttime is the crabs walking all over you, walking up your legs and stuff like that. So that's kind of a feeling that I won't forget. But yeah, as for the bugs, you know, I didn't have too much of a problem with them.
Huh, nice, right on. Well, that's good to know. What was the audition process like? Because I've auditioned for Big Brother and I've sent in a thing to Survivor 2. I can't crack through. Like, do you have any tips? How do you think you got noticed?
I do have tips. I mean, Survivor is a very, very hard game show to get on. As you know, it's the number one running reality TV show for 25 years, massive $1 million American grand prize. And everyone wants to do it, hundreds of thousands of applications. But anyone that's wanting to apply, just be yourself on camera. You have to send in a video application. Be yourself. Don't be in front of a green screen. Don't be acting like someone you're not. Just be you. And they like people with a story. They like people with a background. They want to hear about your life. They don't care what you do for work. They don't care about any of that. They just want to know that you have a story and that you're a good talker, basically.
So, I don't know when exactly you were in Regina, but if you can survive Ryder rebuilds, like if you were around for the Roy Shivers era, you can survive just about anything. Like, what helped you there? Because you work in corrections, correct?
So I actually currently am in Regina still at the moment. But yeah, I do work in corrections, and being a correctional officer has taught me some pretty unique skills, manipulation being one of them, to be able to get the inmates to do what I want them to do. And I was able to, you know, use that skill out on the island with my tribe mates, right? So manipulation, you know, my wife always gives me the side eye when I say I'm a good manipulator. But it's a skill that you need out on that island, so yeah.
Right on. Now, you mentioned, working with your tribe mates. Obviously, don't know what happens, and we're not going to find out. But I did see there's you, and there's also, I think, like, for the first time ever, like, another Canadian. Did you guys, talk about bunny hugs and Tim Hortons?
it's funny that you say that, because, there is two Canadians, and, I made a point of, I think I said the word, like, I don't need a toque here, and then that just started the whole snowball of Canadian words and, Tim Hortons, and then I said bunny hug, and Jeremiah didn't even know what a bunny hug was, because he's out from Ontario, right?
Oh, geez.
It's definitely a Saskatchewan thing, right?
Well, totally. That's what I was wondering. I'm like, you could call your secret alliance like the Bunny Hug Alliance. But yeah, I guess that's very uniquely.
Should have thought of that.
Maybe for next time. Maybe they'll have you back.
Yeah.
Right on.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Well, we can't wait to watch and see how it all plays out. Just super pumped that there's a guy from Saskatchewan, a Sasky on the show. So we wish you the best and really hoping that things pan out for you, bud.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time this morning, buddy. And I hope everyone enjoys the show.